Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay, time out. I just saw something that's downright disrespectful. Now, don't be looking over there. You focus right here. I got you covered. I got you taken care of. Boy. I just saw some straight-up disrespect. The betting odds for the NFC. Now, you got a couple of these goofballs on ESPN talking about it, one of which has an unbelievably regrettable mustache. The point I'm making is the following. The San Francisco 49ers, who might be trading Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers today, mm-hmm. are listed at plus 260 to win the NFC. Plus 260. I don't have a problem with that until you get to this. You know what the Lions' odds are? Any guesses?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 550. The same as the Philadelphia Eagles? And the Packers are plus 800. What am I missing? Sell me this pen.
I'm thinking that for as much as we thought the Lions took this monumental jump last year, maybe we sold the Eagles stock too soon, and maybe this is a team that can still be good. They just had a bad year, and they can bounce back. They went out and got new coordinators. They went out and kind of fixed it, but they still have the pieces in place to win.
This is disrespectful. Nick Sirianni is a bleep.
You don't like him.
I don't have to.
No, but I'm saying.
I don't think his quarterback likes him. There.
No, but you can still win and not like the quarterback.
I want to know, do you believe? I think the Lions are being disrespected. In fact, I'm going to call James Anthony Costa. I want him to talk to Dan Campbell about this tomorrow morning. I believe Campbell joins the show at 8:02. You should listen. It's free.
See, I think that it's the Lions being put into the upper room. Like, hey, guys, you belong with the top teams in the NFC. I think that
why are you so much better? What the hell makes you think you're plus 260? The Lions are plus 550. Who the hell are you? Who are you?
But they got what? Three players in the top 10.
Nobody cares. Okay. So look,
you asked the question.
We did a topic earlier.
But
right?
That's not disrespectful for the Lions. Okay. As a matter of fact, that's respect to the Lions.
I just don't think they are twice the odds of the Niners. I didn't like that part of it. Why are the Lions not viewed basically equal to the San Francisco 49ers?
Because if you step outside of the city of Detroit, people are saying, hey, you're a contender, but they're better than you as of right now
okay.
on paper.
So which of these two is more accurate? Their odds to win the NFC, where they are a distant second to the Niners, or your odds to win the NFC North, but you are barely ahead of the Green Bay Packers and barely ahead of the Chicago Bears. What's more accurate?
I think the NFC odds are more accurate because I think it's going to be a dogfight. No, Mike, it was think
about spoken like such an aloof Niners fan.
No, Mike. Last year when they played within the division, they had battles. So
that's fair.
I don't see how you're that much better.
I think the NFC North is more accurate because I think it's the best division in the NFC. Huh. I don't think that odds to win the NFC thing, that doesn't make sense to me. Now, maybe it changes when Ayuk is a Steeler, but you should not be almost twice the odds of the Lions.
But I think that's Detroit bias. Right now, it's like,
what's my bias?
Well, you're bought and paid for. Look.
I think you have me mistaken for somebody else.
No, because you look at it as you're a Giants fan, which means you don't like the Eagles.
Okay.
I think that we have all kind of forgotten about the Eagles.
They should be forgotten about.
Wow. They had a bad year, David.
They should
and in
be
that
forgotten
bad
about.
Year, they still made the playoffs.
Here's what I think is going on with those odds. I do think the Lions are getting disrespected because they shouldn't be twice the underdog behind San Francisco there in the odds. Here's what I think is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. And you say this all the time, Rico. Vegas makes money. They are getting money from Eagle fans because they say, oh my gosh, they think, oh, we're the second favorite. And they're going to take their money and they're going to laugh to the bank all year long. That's what's going on with the Eagles because they're not that good. They're not that good. The third best team in the NFC?
The second best team.
That's not real.
Well,
but the Lions are being disrespected.
But here's the other thing, too, that Vegas is all about numbers and analytics. Can we agree upon that?
I guess.
This is where Lions fans won't like the fact that you never produced double-digit winning seasons in back-to-back years. That's factual.
He's comparing you to Iowa State. You've never won more than 9 games in your program's history.
But that is factual. So Vegas is saying, okay, we're going to hedge our bets here. We're going to put you in that category. Now, I think, Mike, if they're consistently winning 11, 12 games, I think that number would be right there.
Well, hold on now. Because if you're saying that, then you're saying they're all the way wrong because they should be the second favorite NFC team then.
No, David.
They've never done it back-to-back years.
David, they're talented. Anybody with a brain can see how talented the Lions are. But I don't know. I don't think Vegas is saying we're going to be all in with this.
I think the team that has the biggest threat might be the Packers. How are the Packers 8-1?
I think the same. Are they real? Are they legit?
Yes, they're real. You know what? You're in your ivory tower. Let us poors talk about things, okay?
Then why are you even speaking? You're destitute.
I'm Billy Ray Valentine. I'm a Giants fan. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from Lion fans on this. Is it something or nothing? And I'm okay if you say it's nothing. But why are the Niners the prohibitive favorite to win the NFC? McCaffrey's hurt. Trent Williams don't want to play no more. Ayuk might be getting shipped out of town. Their quarterback is a rodent. And we're sitting here. The Lions do everything right. Why the hell are they +500 and the Niners are +250? And by the way, the Packers at 8-1 to win the NFC might be the best bet on the damn board. I think they're very real. We talked earlier, Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. I think the Bears are going to be a pain in the ass. I think it's you and the Packers. And the winner of this division, I think they win the NFC. I really feel like the Niners are at the end of that run. It's hard to keep doing this, especially if you don't have Pat Mahomes. But I'd like to know what you guys think. Look, Rico feels justified. He has every right to feel justified. His team's there every year. But if you're a Lions fan and you believe this is your time, it's your season, why the hell are you double the odds of the Niners? There's no noise coming out of your camp. You don't have anybody holding out. You don't have anybody demanding a trade. Now, you do have a running back who's dinged up. Jahmyr Gibbs will not play the rest of the preseason. Adam Schefter. I just would like to hear from the people. 248-539-9797. And we are still awaiting. There's apparently an agreement that Ayuk's going to be a Steeler. It just hasn't been done yet.
Because Steelers are offering crackhead deals. Put out a real deal, David, and you can have them. Apparently, you don't want them enough. Just saying.
David, you want to read a few ticket texts? Tell me what the
call
people have to
Tomlin.
Say.
Make it happen, David.
Here's why. Goff will be injured by game 8-9 and out for the season. The Lions better get a proven backup ASAP. That
why
is from Lance.
Why would you say something like that?
He's a hater.
What is wrong with you?
He's definitely a hater.
You don't put that into the universe.
Rat Purdy without Ayuk. LOL, I'll be excited to listen to Rico during the collapse.
That's right. Rico will be telling you Ricky Pearsall is going to be an all-pro player.
Okay. So long as that same person allows me to sit here and have some fun when they keep it going. Can't have it both ways.
Who's going to keep it going?
You're not allowed to have fun.
Who's going to keep it going?
The Niners.
Okay. Well, wow. How about David mocking you?
Well, he did this week one last year until they got curb stomped.
Uh-oh.
He still owes me a pair of shoes.
That was never an agreement. We never agreed to that. What are you talking about?
He still owes me a pair of shoes.
Not exactly. Vegas is all about turning a profit and maximizing their hold. That's what they're doing there.
Yeah, but we've heard for so much how the Lions were one of the most bet teams in Vegas and how they've dominated the handle in the offseason. Why would they be offering plus 500 versus the Niners that are plus 250? Wouldn't the Lions' odds be shorter? That just feels a touch disrespectful, I got to be honest.
It is very disrespectful, and I can't believe I'm the one defending the Lions when there's a Lions fan right next to me.
I guess
yeah, but
I'm
Kenny
not
really...
don't have the spine for this conversation.
All right, hang on a second now. I kept my mouth shut because I allowed Rico to pat me on the head and be like, well, you should be lucky to be plus 500 up with the big guys. No, it is disrespectful.
How
it
is
shouldn't
this
be,
disrespectful?
It shouldn't be double the amount of your odds. That doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
So if the Niners were sitting there
at plus
400, you'd be okay.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be in the lead or whatever. I'm just saying double is absurd.
Rico Beard, recognize this is a ridiculous argument, but we are not.
Okay. All right. So long as we can
we're having fun. I mean, I'm sorry, we're not talking about the color of your neighbor's roof like other people. Well,
they're getting
fun
done
with football.
No,
I'm not going to break down preseason football, but when I see
we're not going to break down the third wide receiver?
No, we're definitely not. I'm saying if you told me the odds to win the NFC where it was the Niners and Lions as co-favorites, that's respect. When the Niners are plus 250 and the Lions are plus 550, that's... And by the way, the Eagles have no place on this list.
But see,
they don't belong with the Lions.
But I think we've all forgotten about the Eagles, and maybe they're not as bad for the Lions. Mike, I think it's just if you go back out and you do this again this year, you won't see odds like that anymore. But I think this is kind of... For them and the Packers, okay, guys, do it again.
Ought to do
it and you'll
get
better.
You do it again. And by that, I mean fail in the Super Bowl. 248-539-9797.
You know what? I'd sign that contract if they fail again.
In the Super Bowl.
It means they made it back.
Honestly, wouldn't you rather not make it? Haven't you had enough pain?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather go back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. All right, we got a little football on the brain. We're monitoring the Brandon Ayuk situation. I do think it matters. I do think it affects the NFC chase. There's supposed to be an agreement, but I'm with Rico on this. That just sounds like, well, something's been sent over, but the Niners haven't agreed to it. It sounds like Ayuk's side may agree to it. But the betting odds for the NFC and the fact that the Lions, apparently, according to Vegas, are just not close to the Niners. I think that's disrespectful. Rico doesn't.
What?
They're the second best odds.
Not good enough. If you're a distant second, that's not close.
That's not distant second.
You know what?
They're tied with a team, basically a team that lost the Super Bowl, the Lions, and they're tied with a team that also lost the Super Bowl. That's a great audience to be in.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Anthony 97.1. Hello, Anthony.
Mike, Mr. Dangerous, how you guys doing
Mr.
today?
Mr. Dangerous. What's going on, Ant?
Nothing much, fellas. So, talking earlier about when you guys were saying, and I do got an opinion about the whole disrespect thing for the betting odds, because I agree with you. It is very disrespectful to be double than what the Niners are, and they lost the Super Bowl. So, it's not like they won it. But getting back to what you guys said earlier about the whole Chicago being a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with that completely, because everybody wants to talk about how great the Lions are, and yes, they are. The odds speak for itself, oddly enough. But the Packers are probably going to be the number one team, but the Bears, they're legit. Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, and don't forget Jalen Johnson and Montez Sweat on defense. They're going to give us hell, and it's up to us to be prepared for it. Lions fans have dreamed of being in this kind of position. So don't be overconfident. This is the NFL. Nobody's going to take you lightly now.
No.
Like Rico said, you're a circle game now.
I agree totally. No, Anthony, and just to refresh the 5 o'clock audience, what Anthony's referring to is, look, there's a lot of hype nationally. The Bears are a playoff team, and I'm not ready to go there, but I do think they show a lot of parallels to you guys 2 years ago, and I think they're going to be very good. They're going to be a 500 team, and I think they're going to be a pain in the ass by the time you face them twice. Now, some people push back on that. Other people are like, nope, I'm with you. We were getting a perspective from you guys on that. This topic's a little different in that, first of all, if I were a Packer fan, I'd be like, wow, they don't think anything of us at 8-1. But for the Lions, I'm almost more upset the Eagles are the same odds as the Lions, because I don't think the Eagles are close to the Lions. I think the Eagles are a has-been. I think Nick Sirianni's brain went to Indianapolis and Arizona when he lost Steichen and the other numbnuts, Gannon. I think Sirianni's closer to being fired than they are winning a Super Bowl. The idea that they're plus 550 with the Lions, but the Niners to be this, oh, they're just clear favorites. How? I'm sorry. You don't have a quarterback with opposable thumbs. How am I supposed to take
you
that seriously?
You don't like the quarterback, Mike, so. I can't take you seriously.
That's fine. Trent Williams doesn't take his job seriously. He's holding out.
He takes it seriously. He's just holding
out. Brandon Ayuk's not happy.
According to the Lions fans, he's not that good.
Okay, so now he's leaving.
I think Brandon Ayuk's very good.
Oh, no, I did too, but I was told last year, oh, how dare you put him in the same category as an Amon Ra. I'm like, he's good.
Well, you know what?
Oh, he did it again.
I'm not doing it. It's this room, dude. My voice sounds great when I leave this place. What did I tell you last week, Kenny? I sounded great when I sang last Wednesday.
Let's go to people. Joey, 97.1. What's up, Joey?
How we doing, fellas?
Good. What's going on?
So what'd you say? The Lions odds 550, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's more money to us.
It's a value, as Jim Costa says.
Win, baby.
But what it
I love being the underdog.
But
love
in all seriousness.
All the Lions ever been, baby.
Hold on. Answer the question, though. Do you feel it's disrespect that they have you so far behind the Niners?
No. I mean, the Niners have had success for so many years. I mean, yeah, they're down a couple guys. Yeah, the quarterback. I mean, he's all right. Don't get me wrong. Ayuk's gone. Who knows what happens with McCaffrey. But I don't think the Lions have done enough to solidify themselves as one of the top teams. Yeah, they had a great year last year. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm in between. I just like the underdog mentality. Yeah, no, I like the underdog mentality. Keep us there. I mean, that's what we grow on right there. Dan Campbell ball right there. Love it.
Okay.
Man, more money, like I said. Let's go, baby.
There you go. See, Joey got excited about the odds. Joey went to his local betting purveyor. I see. No, but he's with you on that. What?
No, I'm the fake disrespect.
it's not fake.
You're the second best odds.
But they're not close to the favorite. That is suggestive that there's this massive difference. Hold on. Did I watch a different game, or were the Lions up by 17 on the Niners?
They were.
Okay. So I'm just making a point.
Did I watch a separate game, or did they then give away that lead and lose?
I have no recollection.
Okay.
I do not recall.
Okay. Just checking.
I do not recall.
Just checking.
Don't recall.
As Mike Hart says, it's like playing your little brother in basketball.
Where is Mike Hart?
That's a great question.
We're going to have a new TV show.
You had to think about it, didn't you?
You've heard of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Where in the world is Mike Hart?
Because I was like, nah, he's at Mitt. No.
Where is he?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't get that head coaching job. And
you don't say.
He may be in Costa Rica.
Let's go to DJ 97.1. Deeds, what's going on, buddy?
Fellas, what's happening, man? How y'all doing?
What's up, DJ?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm much better than I was 2 hours ago, man. You know, I'm 45, fella, so I just had that moment that we all fear when you get about 45.
What?
You gotta go lay on that table. You gotta go lay on that table sideways with your rear end showing before they put you to sleep.
Uh-oh.
I ain't never had so much anxiety in my life.
Uh-oh.
I was nervous, dog.
Uh-oh. We hope everything is A-okay.
Yeah, it was, dog. You know, right. The anxiety leading up to that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool, though, dog.
Yeah, you've actually just experienced what it's like to be a Michigan State fan the last few years.
That's hilarious, dog.
Every Saturday at noon, you're going to feel some pressure.
Hey, so check this out, dog. Let's get into it. So, for all intents and purposes, the San Francisco 49ers and the Lions are literally mirror images of each other. Trent Williams, Penei Sewell, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Kyle Shanahan, our office coordinator, Johnson. Here's the thing, though, man. The thing is, though, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. In the words of the great Ric Flair. And we ain't beat him. So that's where this is coming from, because all things are being equal. We're equal. They got McCaffrey, we got Gibbs and Montgomery. So I just think it's a thing where, because we haven't beat them yet, that's where it's like a gap. So until you do
DJ,
it, we ain't give you that.
DJ, here's the funny thing, and I'm glad you had no bad news that came to you today. You named off all offensive players, and I think the difference is defense. You didn't name off any defensive players saying, hey, they got this guy, we got that guy. I think that's where you see the gap for at least Vegas is one team has a much better defense than the other.
Offensively,
DJ was right. They can go tit for tat with each other.
We got a top five defensive tackle in Aleem McNeil. You got Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
You signed DJ Reader. You brought in Carlton Davis. You have Brian Branch. I mean, you're acting like we got a bunch of homeless people out here.
No, not homeless people, Mike, but they haven't played together. Well, I'm sorry. Did I miss the games where they've all played together? Did I miss this?
Well, no, they haven't. But check this out, Rico. I'm with you, but I'm kind of leaning with Mike because I did leave Hutchinson and Bosa. We can cancel them out. Aleem McNeil.
No, we are not. We can just stop it right DJ.
Yeah, man, we can cancel them out.
Rico, hear me out on this. So Montgomery and Gibbs pretty much cancel out McCaffrey. Would you agree with that?
Almost. Yes. I'll give you that one.
So now, with that being said, clearly Hutch is in Bosa yet, but he's closed the gap last year. So you can pretty much just cancel that like a watch. Still a slight edge, but you got to think. One is going up against Trent Williams, other one going against Penei Sewell. Pretty much the same thing. You get what I'm saying? They wash each other out. So now you got to look at the linebackers. Of course they got the edge there. But like Mike just said.
You mean Greenlaw and Jack Campbell? Cool. They're not the same?
Oh, and you don't know?
not at all.
My goodness. Yeah. DJ, keep going. This man is disrespectful.
And here's the last thing that we got to keep in mind to go to what you other guys talked about otherwise, too. The Packers are at such a great odds because the last time everybody watched, they whooped our Lions on Thanksgiving. They almost beat San Francisco. So in people's minds, they literally still got a better chance, too, because they watched what happened when they played us, and they seen us almost do the same thing.
And I watched what they did to San Francisco. They can play with that team. Yep. DJ, we're up against it, brother. We'll talk to you very soon. You got triggered right there. You were upset about that Bosa thing.
No, I expected more out of DJ. But you know what? DJ had a procedure done today, so I'm going to excuse it for that. The anesthesia.
Here's some live audio of DJ.
Okay, you know what, Mike? Read something. Read something now. Just read something. DJ, we're sorry. That's all, Mike. Is this disrespectful, this Vegas thing? The Niners at, what, plus 250?
Yeah, plus 250. Lions were at plus 550.
And is it they're tied with the Eagles? Are they tied with the Eagles? And I do wonder, in the break, is it the Saquon fact? Now, I know you don't like Saquon, but the fact that he's now with the Eagles, do they feel like he could be that difference maker? Kind of take some pressure off of Jalen Hurts.
He can go to hell.
Okay.
I have every right. You can go anywhere you want. You don't sign with the Eagles.
I understand. I'm saying as far as Vegas going, is he that difference?
To hell with them. It's the Lions versus everybody. Let's go to Stu.
I'm sorry, Theo. Go ahead.
Hello, hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, just wanted to say maybe Vegas is waiting for the IU trade to fall through, Trent Williams to hold out before they make any final adjustments.
Maybe.
I mean, it is still preseason too, so these are just the numbers to give people a taste of where to get their dollars at. And no, you got those people who just, as soon as they see a bet, they take it. So, you know, the Lions have defense, have not played together yet, so they made some great additions, but, you know, injuries happen, things happen. The 49ers are still technically put together.
And Stu, I'm with you. I think that this, to me, is a tip of the cap to the Lions, and they put them in the big boy club and said, hey, you're one of the favorites to win. Now, I don't see it as disrespectful, but you know what, Stu? I don't get a vote in this. So I've been outvoted 3-1 in this, Stu.
No. You're
also, too, look at the Lions playoff record. I mean, if we had 2,500-1 odds, we should be up there saying, you know what? Given that this is our first time having success in the playoffs and God knows how long, we'll take what you give us. We got to get out there and prove it. 1 year, you know, we were flash in the pans. With the Lions history, we darn sure could be back into, you know, a 4-13 season and wondering what happened.
Okay, Stu, I don't think that's going to happen unless it's a major injuries.
Hey, did you guys just see the retirement announcement in the NFL?
I did. I thought he was already retired.
I thought this dude had been retired for pre-COVID, like 5 years. Tavon Austin has announced his retirement from the NFL. One problem. He hasn't played since 2021.
Yeah.
Now, why is this relevant? this could be our latest series of Kenny Cott watches. Because Kenny doesn't know anything that happened before 2010. The single greatest collegiate highlight reel ever is Tavon Austin at West Virginia.
I believe we've already done this one.
Okay.
It's showing up in my YouTube history. We've definitely already done this one.
Okay. Listen, wow. If you haven't seen Tavon Austin in the Rich Rod offense, you just haven't lived.
I didn't know he... Yeah, he retired?
Yeah. He hasn't played since 2021.
Because he was last... Who did he play with after the Rams?
Okay. He played for Dallas for 2 years, Green Bay for one, and Jacksonville for one.
Yeah, okay.
He had a formal announcement of his retirement today.
Did anybody show up?
No.
No, it wasn't one of those, but it was like a very long social media post of, I'm retiring and all this stuff, and it's like, dude, where you been?
See, that's when you just have to turn off the responses, because you don't want people to reply to that, like, okay, like, did we go back into a time capsule? Is this 2020?
Back when college football was a real sport, when you would have West Virginia in the Big East, the idea that Rich Rod had West Virginia within a game of playing for a national championship with Pat White and Steve Slayton, guys like Tavon Austin, that was when that whole, like, spread option thing was new. It was like, remember when Joe Tiller did basketball on grass?
Right.
2000 in Purdue, you're like, oh, my God, they have five wide receivers. What do I do? Dude, when Rich Rod first had that thing going at West Virginia, you're like, how do you stop this? Mm-hmm. The quarterback's a running back. The running back's a track star. That dude's 4 feet tall, but he's a human joystick.
Right. Oh, remember.
They were terrorizing people.
Good enough for Rich Rod to get the Alabama job.
For a day.
Until he turned it down.
All Michigan had to do was let Rich Rod hire his defensive coordinator. Wasn't it Chuck Castile or was it Tony Gibson?
No, it was neither. I forgot who it was.
The bottom line is they didn't give him the money to go hire that cat. And then
they forced him, you know, you're going to use our DC. And it's like, guys, I don't have my quarterback. You're forcing this defense on me. And you expect me to win right away.
How did Michigan ever have Stephen Threet as a spread option quarterback?
Because that was all they had.
I remember watching the one game I've ever rooted for Michigan to win. And it was at Ohio State, and we needed them to beat Ohio State for us to win the Big Ten. Needless to say, Nick Sheridan didn't get the job done.
I remember watching the practice, and afterwards I was like, guys, this team is bad. And I remember Drew Sharp, the late great, arguing with me like, oh, Michigan's going to win 10. I was like, Drew, this team is bad. Like, you didn't see what I saw.
If you want college football the way David and I remember it, just cue up some Pat White, Steve Slayton, Tavon Austin highlights tonight. Back when the Big East featured, wait for it, East Coast teams.
You're so biased. You know what? I've expanded, and I'm allowing people to be just join a conference. We don't have to have biases and have to be on the East Coast to be in the
I'm
East
just
Coast.
Making a point. All right. Let's get a little football in the mix. We'll take you to Tiger Base.
Expand your horizons.
What do you want from me? You wrecked it all. All right. Hey, 25% of the season left for the Tigers. So it's the big finish.
There's still a chance that they can turn it around.
There are more than 40 games left in the Major League Baseball season, guys.
Loud noises.
How do we fix it?
You got to shorten the season to 128. You got to institute doubleheaders like Rico talked about, and you got to start the playoffs Labor Day weekend. There's no reason to start in March, and there's no reason to finish in late October, God forbid early November, like the Yankees did 1 year. It's ridiculous. Think about it now. You've been cashed out on the Tigers since the deadline? Great, only 25% of the season ago. You got Scoobal tonight. Why? I mean, he could have another 6, 7, 8 starts. For what? 2/3 of the teams in baseball don't even try. These places are morgues. Yeah, sure, baseball's sweet in places like Philly, who are on fire, or maybe you're like in New York right now, baseball's a hot ticket item.
Right.
I just feel like we need less games. It's brutally long.
Except they will never reduce the games back down because it would kill all the stat geeks because this is what they need, the 162 games.
It would kill their revenue, but my argument has always been if Ivy League people are smart enough to have never played the sport but run a baseball team, then Ivy League people are certainly smart enough to find new revenue streams. Figure it out. This product needs help. Sorry.
Speaking of this product needs help, everybody hates Chris, Martin. We'll all come on before the ACC matchups that we talked about in the games that we will see for the very first time, which is NC State, California.
We screwed up. I thought it was on the WB. I was informed that's not a network anymore. It's on the CW.
Wouldn't it just be friends?
And we were doing the whole Dawson Creek.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Frankfurter J. Frog or whatever his name was.
Michigan J. Frog. Yeah. Yes, it'll be Dawson's Creek followed by Friends.
Think about this. If your Vampire league Diaries is showing at 10 o'clock at night, Stanford versus Syracuse after reruns of Moesha, you probably don't have a league.
Coming up next, Young Sheldon.
All right.
The Sinbad Show. Brutal for the ACC.
It is brutal for the ACC. Rico, do we have a deal? I'm going back to the deal. Do we have a Brandon Ayuk deal?
David, I will take Van Jefferson and a first-round selection.
I will give you a fourth round and Van Jefferson.
No.
I'm not changing my mind.
Then guess what? Enjoy being at the bottom of the North.
And here's why we're talking about it, because it reports today from Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, every NFL writer, there is a deal in place,
right,
but San Francisco has to agree to it.
You know what? Give me the shoes as you owe me. And you know what? Give me back, what's his name? David Chutney or whatever his name.
The punt returner, kick returner.
You pancake eating.
Yeah. So we talked about the Lions' disrespect. Mike, you saw
disrespect.
What was on the TV screen of the Vegas odds? San Francisco had plus 250 to win the NFC. Detroit and the Eagles? At plus 550.
I just thought the gap between the Niners and Lions was disrespectful. I think the Lions are much closer to San Francisco than what Vegas is suggesting. And, of course, we had some fun with it, Rico being a Niners fan. That's all. It was not some – I'm more angry the Eagles are sharing our oxygen.
I do wonder if we're just discounting the Eagles because we – just figured they fell off a cliff.
I will never be a bigger Lions fan than if you play those scumbags in the playoffs.
I'll play the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, you want an engine block, I'd give you one of those for that.
But I do think that the Saquon factor may be why they're having that number so high.
And
for
within
the Eagles.
And within that conversation, caller DJ called up and basically said that Aiden Hutchinson is Nick Bosa. He's Nick Bosa. Wow. You got Nick Bosa on your hands, guys.
Yeah, you do. All right.
16 and a half sacks for Aiden Hutchinson this year.
Take
no,
it easy.
Seriously. He was really just comparing the teams.
Right.
And that came up. And, of course, he then said, no, they're not.
And in
close.
All fairness, I think it's because one team has a better defense. It's not to say the Lions can't, but I think one is already established and the other has the pieces in place, and we have to see them all work together.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Is this disrespectful, this Vegas thing? The Niners at, what, plus 250?
Yeah, plus 250. Lions were at plus 550.
And is it they're tied with the Eagles. Are they tied with the Eagles? And I do wonder, in the break, is it the Saquon fact? Now, I know you don't like Saquon, but the fact that he's now with the Eagles, do they feel like he could be that difference maker? Kind of take some pressure off of Jalen Hurts.
He can go to hell.
Okay.
I have every right. You can go anywhere you want. You don't sign with the Eagles.
I understand. I'm saying as far as Vegas going, is he that difference?
To hell with them. It's the Lions versus everybody. Let's go to Stu.
I'm sorry, Theo. Go ahead.
Hello,
hey,
Stu.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, just wanted to say maybe Vegas is waiting for the Ayuk trade to fall through, Trent Williams to hold out before they make any final adjustments.
Maybe.
I mean, it is still preseason too, so these are just the numbers to give people a taste of where to get their dollars at. And you know, you got those people who just, as soon as they see a bet, they take it. So, you know, the Lions have defense, have not played together yet, so they made some great additions, but, you know, injuries happen, things happen. The 49ers are still technically put together.
And Stu, I'm with you. I think that this, to me, is a tip of the cap to the Lions, and they put them in the big boy club and said, hey, you're one of the favorites to win. Now, I don't see it as disrespectful, but you know what, Stu? I don't get a vote in this. So I've been outvoted 3-1 in this, Stu.
No. You're
also, too, look at the Lions playoff record. I mean, if we had 2,500-1 odds, we should be up there saying, you know what? Given that this is our first time having success in the playoffs and God knows how long, we'll take what you give us. We got to get out there and prove it. One year, you know, we were flash in the pans. With the Lions history, we darn sure could be back into, you know, a 4-13 season and wondering what happened.
Okay, Stu, I don't think that's going to happen unless it's a major injuries.
Hey, did you guys just see the retirement announcement in the NFL?
I did. I thought he was already retired.
I thought this dude had been retired for pre-COVID, like 5 years. Tavon Austin has announced his retirement from the NFL. One problem. He hasn't played since 2021.
Yeah.
Now, why is this relevant? This could be our latest series of Kenny Cott watches, because Kenny doesn't know anything that happened before 2010. The single greatest collegiate highlight reel ever is Tavon Austin at West Virginia.
I believe we've already done this one.
Okay.
It's showing up in my YouTube history. We've definitely already done this one.
Okay. Listen. Wow. If you haven't seen Tavon Austin in the Rich Rod offense, you just haven't lived.
I didn't know he, yeah, like he retired?
Yeah. He's been, he hasn't played since 2021.
Because he was last, was he, who did he play with after the Rams?
Okay. He played for Dallas for 2 years, Green Bay for one, and Jacksonville for one.
Yeah, okay.
He had a formal announcement of his retirement today.
Did anybody show up?
No.
No, it wasn't one of those, but it was like a very long social media post of, I'm retiring and all this stuff. And it's like, dude, where you been?
See, that's where when you just have to turn off the responses because you don't want people to reply to that. Like, okay, like, did we go back into a time capsule? Is this 2020?
Back when college football was a real sport, when you would have West Virginia in the Big East, the idea that Rich Rod had West Virginia within a game of playing for a national championship with Pat White and Steve Slayton, guys like Tavon Austin. That was when that whole like spread option thing was new. It was like, remember when Joe Tiller did basketball on grass?
Right.
2000 in Purdue, you're like, oh my God, they have five wide receivers. What do I do? Dude, when Rich Rod first had that thing going at West Virginia, you're like, how do you stop this? Mm-hmm. The quarterback's a running back. The running back's a track star. That dude's 4 feet tall, but he's a human joystick.
Right. Oh, remember.
They were terrorizing people.
Good enough for Rich Rod to get the Alabama job.
For a day.
Until he turned it down.
All Michigan had to do was let Rich Rod hire his defensive coordinator. Wasn't it Chuck Castile or was it Tony Gibson?
No, it was neither. I forgot who it was.
The bottom line is they didn't give him the money to go hire that cat. And
And they forced him, you're going to use our DC. And it's like, guys, I don't have my quarterback. You're forcing this defense on me. And you expect me to win right away.
How did Michigan ever have Stephen Threet as a spread option quarterback?
Because that was all they had.
I remember watching the one game I've ever rooted for Michigan to win. And it was at Ohio State. And we needed them to beat Ohio State for us to win the Big Ten. Needless to say, Nick Sheridan didn't get the job done.
I remember watching the practice. And afterwards, I was like, guys, this team is bad. And I remember Drew Sharp, the late great, arguing with me like, oh, Michigan's going to win 10. I was like, Drew, this team is bad. Like, you didn't see what I saw.
If you want college football the way David and I remember it, just cue up some Pat White, Steve Slayton, Tavon Austin highlights tonight. Back when the Big East featured, wait for it, East Coast teams.
You're so biased. You know what? I've expanded, and I'm allowing people to be just join a conference. We don't have to have biases and have to be on the East Coast to be in the
I'm
East
just
Coast.
Making a point. All right. Let's get a little football in the mix. We'll take you to Tiger Base.
Expand your horizons.
What do you want from me? You wrecked it all. All right. Hey, 25% of the season left for the Tigers. That's the big finish.
There's still a chance that they can turn it around.
There are more than 40 games left in the Major League Baseball season, guys.
Loud noises.
How do we fix it?
You got to shorten the season to 128. You got to institute doubleheaders like Rico talked about, and you got to start the playoffs Labor Day weekend. There's no reason to start in March, and there's no reason to finish in late October, God forbid early November, like the Yankees did 1 year. It's ridiculous. Think about it now. You've been cashed out on the Tigers since the deadline? Mm-hmm. Great, only 25% of the season ago. You got Scoobal tonight. Why? I mean, he could have another 6, 7, 8 starts. For what? 2/3 of the teams in baseball don't even try. These places are morgues. Yeah, sure, baseball's sweet in places like Philly, who are on fire, or maybe you're like in New York right now, baseball's a hot ticket item.
Right.
I just feel like we need less games. It's brutally long.
Except they will never reduce the games back down because it would kill all the stat geeks because this is what they need, the 162 games.
It would kill their revenue, but my argument has always been if Ivy League people are smart enough to have never played the sport but run a baseball team, then Ivy League people are certainly smart enough to find new revenue streams. Figure it out. This product needs help. Sorry.
Speaking of this product needs help, everybody hates Chris, Martin. We'll all come on before the ACC matchups that we talked about in the games that we will see for the very first time. which is NC State, California.
We screwed up. I thought it was on the WB. I was informed that's not a network anymore. It's on the CW.
Want to just be friends.
And we were doing the whole Dawson Creek.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Frankfurter J. Frog or whatever his name was.
Michigan J. Frog. Yeah. Yes, it'll be Dawson's Creek followed by Friends.
Think about this. If your Vampire league Diaries is showing at 10 o'clock at night, Stanford versus Syracuse after reruns of Moesha, you probably don't have a league.
Coming up next, Young Sheldon.
All right.
The Sinbad Show. Brutal for the ACC.
It is brutal for the ACC. Rico, do we have a deal? I'm going back to the deal. Do we have a Brandon Ayuk deal?
David, I will take Van Jefferson and a first-round selection.
I will give you a fourth round and Van Jefferson.
No.
I'm not changing my mind.
Then guess what? Enjoy being at the bottom of the North.
And here's why we're talking about it, because it reports today from Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, every NFL writer, there is a deal in place,
right,
but San Francisco has to agree to it.
You know what? Give me the shoes as you owe me. And you know what? Give me back, what's his name? David Chutney or whatever his name.
The punt returner, kick returner.
You pancake eating.
Yeah. So we talked about the Lions' disrespect. Mike, you saw
disrespect.
What was on the TV screen of the Vegas odds? San Francisco had plus 250 to win the NFC. Detroit and the Eagles at plus 550.
I just thought the gap between the Niners and Lions was disrespectful. I think the Lions are much closer to San Francisco than what Vegas is suggesting. And of course, we had some fun with it. Rico being a Niners fan. That's all. It was not some. I'm more angry the Eagles are sharing our oxygen.
I do wonder if we're just discounting the Eagles because we just figured they fell off a cliff.
I will never be a bigger Lions fan than if you play those scumbags in the playoffs.
I'll play the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, you want an engine block, I'd give you one of those for that.
But I do think that the Saquon factor may be why they're having that number so high.
And
for
within
the Eagles.
And within that conversation, caller DJ called up and basically said that Aiden Hutchinson is Nick Bosa. He's Nick Bosa. Wow. You got Nick Bosa on your hands, guys.
Yeah, you do. All right.
16 and a half sacks for Aiden Hutchinson this year.
Take
no, seriously. He was really just comparing the teams.
Right.
And that came up. And, of course, he then said, no, they're not.
And in
close.
All fairness, I think it's because one team has a better defense. It's not to say the Lions can't, but I think one is already established and the other has the pieces in place, and we have to see them all work together.
And one reason why the odds may be that way is because of the discussion we had earlier in the show. The NFC North is going to be tough this year. The Bears are the Lions of 2 years ago. That's part of the discussion. Are you worried about the Bears?
And I think the Packers are the Lions of last year. Where, you, okay, maybe this is going to be their year. If you could, if you're a Lions fan, and I could say, you know what, you could lock in at a 4-2 divisional record.
And take it today.
You take it in a heartbeat.
Hey, if you want just some late breaking news, it sure sounds like Judon is going to get traded from the Patriots. He had an altercation, verbal, not physical, with Gerard Mayo, the new head coach. And then Judon, who was not participating in practice, simply walked out of the facility.
Oh, he had another one, because that's the second one now.
He wants a contract.
Would they just go full spite store and say, you know what, sit. We don't care. We're not going to pay you.
No, because the rebuilding, that's one. The thought process was a fourth-round pick, which Lions, I don't believe, have one. You could figure it out. But it's probably a two-year extension in the way of, like, I think Cam Hayward signed a two-year extension where it was like 2 at 26. Would you dare, if you're the Lions,
yes,
add that to the collection?
Yes. I would if I'm the
Super
Lions.
Super productive pass rusher.
Yeah, because by the time the 2 years are up, that's when you got to worry about some of these other guys. You've already locked up a bunch of your core already. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, yeah, he was a part of that when they were trying to do the Ayuk Patriot deal. And that got nixed because he was like, yeah, I'm not going to the Patriots.
Yeah, multiple reports, not naming the teams, but there are multiple teams that have inquired about trading for him.
Love to see the Lions do it.
And so, if you're the Lions, now you do that in that Vegas number, it goes up.
Yeah, I would say so. And then we can close out the big finish with this one. Jim Harbaugh will no longer be the honorary captain for the very first game this season.
So we end how we started the show.
Pretty much.
Missed it. Odyssey Rewind.
Smartest thing that the University of Michigan has done. Whoever made the decision to keep his ass out of here, just keep him away. Let the NCAA do what they're going to do. When the dust settles, you want to make a cotton candy statue of Jim and everybody can eat off of it. Go ahead. Okay? You can all do nude sushi whenever the sanctions happen.
It was an ice sculpture earlier. Get it right.
Bring Jim back. Put a banana leaf over his kibbles and bits and do whatever you got to do. Here's some yellowtail for everybody. Whatever you want. You want to do an ice sculpture? You want to do an ice luge of Jim? Whatever you like.
When is Kind of Stallions night?
Just wait until everything's done. Smart move by the school. He can't come back. The NCAA wants him. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2. All right. Hey, 25% of the season left for the Tigers. It's the big finish.
There's still a chance that they can turn it around.
There are more than 40 games left in the Major League Baseball season, guys.
Loud noises.
How do we fix it?
You got to shorten the season to 128. You got to institute doubleheaders like Rico talked about, and you got to start the playoffs Labor Day weekend. There's no reason to start in March, and there's no reason to finish in late October, God forbid early November, like the Yankees did one year. It's ridiculous. Think about it now. You've been cashed out on the Tigers since the deadline? Great, only 25% of the season ago. You got Scooble tonight. Why? I mean, he could have another 6, 7, 8 starts. For what? 2/3 of the teams in baseball don't even try. These places are morgues. Yeah, sure, baseball's sweet in places like Philly, who are on fire, or maybe you're like in New York right now, baseball's a hot ticket item.
Right.
I just feel like we need less games. It's brutally long.
Except they will never reduce the games back down because it would kill all the stat geeks because this is what they need, the 162 games.
It would kill their revenue, but my argument has always been if Ivy League people are smart enough to have never played the sport but run a baseball team, then Ivy League people are certainly smart enough to find new revenue streams. Figure it out. This product needs help. Sorry.
Speaking of this product needs help, everybody hates Chris. Martin will all come on before the ACC matchups that we talked about in the games that we will see for the very first time, which is NC State, California.
We screwed up. I thought it was on the WB. I was informed that's not a network anymore. It's on the CW.
Would it just be friends?
And we were doing the whole Dawson Creek.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Frankfurter J. Frog or whatever his name was.
Michigan J. Frog. Yeah. Yes, it'll be Dawson's Creek followed by Friends.
Think about this. If your league Diaries. Is showing at 10 o'clock at night, Stanford versus Syracuse after reruns of Moesha, you probably don't have a league.
Coming up next, Young Sheldon.
All right.
The Sinbad Show. Brutal for the ACC.
It is brutal for the ACC. Rico, do we have a deal? I'm going back to the deal. Do we have a Brandon Ayuk deal?
David, I will take Van Jefferson and a first-round selection.
I will give you a fourth round and Van Jefferson.
No.
I'm not changing my mind.
Then guess what? Enjoy being at the bottom of the North.
And here's why we're talking about it, because it reports today from Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, every NFL writer. There is a deal in place,
right,
but San Francisco has to agree to it.
You know what? Give me the shoes as you owe me. And you know what? Give me back, what's his name? David Chutney or whatever his name.
The punt returner, kick returner.
You pancake-eating.
Yeah. So we talked about the Lions' disrespect. Mike, you saw
disrespect.
What was on the TV screen of the Vegas odds. San Francisco had plus 250 to win the NFC. Detroit and the Eagles? At plus 550.
I just thought the gap between the Niners and Lions was disrespectful. I think the Lions are much closer to San Francisco than what Vegas is suggesting. And of course we had some fun with it. Rico being a Niners fan. That's all. It was not some... I'm more angry the Eagles are sharing our oxygen.
I do wonder if we're just discounting the Eagles because we just figured they fell off a cliff.
I will never be a bigger Lions fan than if you play those scumbags in the playoffs.
I'll play the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, you want an engine block, I'd give you one of those for that.
But I do think that the Saquon factor may be why they're having that number so high.
And with the Eagles. And within that conversation, caller DJ called up and basically said that Aiden Hutchinson is Nick Bosa. He's Nick Bosa. Wow. You got Nick Bosa on your hands, guys.
Yeah, you do. All right.
16 and a half sacks for Aiden Hutchinson this year.
Take
no,
it easy.
Seriously. He was really just comparing the teams.
Right.
And that came up. And, of course, he then said, no, they're not.
And in
close.
All fairness, I think it's because one team has a better defense. It's not to say the Lions can't, but I think one is already established and the other has the pieces in place, and we have to see them all work together.
And one reason why the odds may be that way is because of the discussion we had earlier in the show. The NFC North is going to be tough this year. The Bears are the Lions of 2 years ago. That's part of the discussion. Are you worried about the Bears?
And I think the Packers are the Lions of last year. Where, you, okay, maybe this is going to be their year. If you could, if you're a Lions fan, and I could say, you know what, you can lock in at a 4-2 divisional record.
I'd take it today.
You take it in a heartbeat.
Hey, if you want just some late breaking news, it sure sounds like Judon is going to get traded from the Patriots. He had an altercation, verbal, not physical, with Gerard Mayo, the new head coach. And then Judon, who was not participating in practice, simply walked out of the facility.
So he had another one, because that's the second one now.
He wants a contract.
Would they just go full spite store and say, you know what, sit. We don't care. We're not going to pay you.
No, because the rebuilding, that's one. The thought process was a fourth-round pick, which Lions, I don't believe, have one. You could figure it out. But it's probably a two-year extension in the way of, like, I think Cam Hayward signed a two-year extension where it was like 2 at 26. Would you dare, if you're the Lions, add that to the collection?
Yes. I would if I'm the Lions.
Super productive pass rusher.
Yeah, because by the time the 2 years are up, that's when you got to worry about some of these other guys. You've already locked up a bunch of your core already. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, yeah, he was a part of that when they were trying to do the Ayuk Patriot deal. And that got nixed because he was like, yeah, I'm not going to the Patriots.
Yeah, multiple reports, not naming the teams, but there are multiple teams that have inquired about trading for him.
Love to see the Lions do it.
And so, if you're the Lions, now you do that in that Vegas number, it goes up.
Yeah, I would say so. And then we can close out the big finish with this one. Jim Harbaugh will no longer be the honorary captain for the very first game this season.
So we end how we started the show.
Pretty
you
much.
Missed it. Odyssey Rewind.
Smartest thing that the University of Michigan has done. Whoever made the decision to keep his ass out of here, just keep him away. Let the NCAA do what they're going to do. When the dust settles, you want to make a cotton candy statue of Jim and everybody can eat off of it. Go ahead. Okay? You can all do nude sushi whenever the sanctions happen.
It was an ice sculpture earlier. Get it right.
Bring Jim back. Put a banana leaf over his kibbles and bits and do whatever you got to do. Here's some yellowtail for everybody. Whatever you want. You want to do an ice sculpture? You want to do an ice luge of Jim? Whatever you like.
When is Connor Stallions now?
Just wait until everything's done. Smart move by the school. He can't come back. The NCAA wants him. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.